Finding love might be challenging, but maintaining it requires true mastery. After facilitating thousands of marriage endings, I've witnessed firsthand how relationships collapse, not in dramatic explosions, but through slow disconnection. Despite the sobering 56% divorce rate, plus another 12% who stay unhappily married, the remarriage rate exceeds 80% within 5 years. This paradox reveals our profound human yearning for connection, even after heartbreak. What makes relationships fail? It boils down to two fundamental issues: not knowing what you want and inability to express those desires. By the time someone walks into my office, their relationship is typically beyond saving. I've never talked a client out of divorcing. My role becomes like hospice care. I can't resurrect what's dying, but I can help architect what comes next. The good news? Staying in love isn't complicated, though it does demand consistent effort. Love isn't permanently gifted, but loaned, and keeping it requires intention, awareness, and action. This perspective comes not from a marriage counselor with theories, but from someone who witnesses relationship autopsies daily. What if we could apply the wisdom gained from these endings to prevent them in the first place? Have you noticed how troubled couples constantly explain their relationship, while those in healthy marriages rarely justify their connection? The stories we tell about our relationships, to others and ourselves, profoundly shape our experience. When dating, we curate ourselves, highlighting certain traits while minimizing others. There's something powerfully romantic about recounting how we met, even when circumstances were unremarkable. Wedding vows incorporate these stories because they inspire connection. What if couples actively shape their narrative throughout the relationship? Your chosen frame matters enormously. If you view your relationship as a burden, it will feel that way. Conversely, recalling what drew you together creates feelings of connection and gratitude. I've used storytelling strategically, like placing a daughter's photo during hostile divorce negotiations to remind parents how their actions affect their child's future. These techniques work because they connect people to what truly matters. What story are you telling about your partnership? And more importantly, is it the story you want to live? Justice delayed is justice denied, and the same applies to honesty in relationships. Wait too long to deliver truth, and it curdles into something far messier. Consider Cynthia, who hired me for her divorce from Mac. Their marriage deteriorated through years of arguments and his drinking after their first child. Rather than addressing these issues, Cynthia had a second child, hoping it would improve things. Now with two children, she faced divorce with only an extra 8% in child support, the ocho, for her delay. I insist on hyper-honesty with all clients. I represent everyone, those with substance abuse problems, those married to addicts, cheaters, and the cheated upon, without judgment. My only requirement is total candor, because without it, I'd be advising someone who doesn't exist. Hit send now means immediately communicating feelings before small irritations become relationship-destroying resentments. The most dangerous lies are those we tell ourselves. What conversation are you avoiding? What truth needs to be spoken before it transforms into something uglier? The way we hold relationships often mirrors our downfall. Charlotte lost herself staying home while her husband traveled, lamenting he took my skinny years before their divorce. Jacqueline similarly abandoned her identity after marrying Matt, replacing yoga and film festivals with corporate dinners until his gambling problem ended their marriage. The lesson from countless divorces: both proximity and separation matter. Without individual interests, resentment grows. Client Owen realized, "I got it in my head that for the marriage to live, part of me had to die." Brazilian jiu-jitsu taught me that gripping tightly sacrifices mobility. Holding something doesn't mean controlling it. Many try to control spouses out of insecurity by tracking location, monitoring texts, or restricting activities, ultimately suffocating the relationship. Encouraging partners to pursue their interests shows trust and strengthens bonds. Develop tight grips and loose arms. Hold what matters while allowing movement and growth. Elizabeth sat across from me in her expensive gray suit, crisp, efficient, and formal. During her contentious divorce, I failed to check in emotionally, assuming her businesslike demeanor meant she didn't need support. After 18 months, I was shocked to learn she felt I'd been cold throughout. This mirrored her experience with Douglas, who was blindsided by her divorce announcement because she never expressed her unhappiness. She bottled up resentments while maintaining a perfect exterior, and he mistook her silence for contentment. People can't hear what you don't say. Most divorces result not from single betrayals, but from death by a thousand paper cuts, problems that go unaddressed until too late. Those in love often wrongly believe they intuitively understand each other's feelings, especially during stress. Check in regularly. Your relationship deserves as much attention as your finances. Don't assume your partner knows how you feel. Sometimes the most loving gesture is simply asking, "How are you really doing?" and truly listening. Marriage is both the destination and the vehicle, the finish line and the method for running the race. Success means finding joy and growth that exceeds the difficulties, not just avoiding divorce. Most couples never articulate what they want marriage to help them achieve. They focus on immediate challenges without confirming they're still heading toward the same destination. Ironically, many only seriously reflect on what they want from life during divorce. These considerations should happen regularly throughout marriage. When did you last discuss what happiness specifically means to each of you, or what defines a satisfying sex life? You're in the same car on the same road, but who chose where you're going? Is it where you both want to go? Too many want love a la carte, the good parts without the tough ones. Real love means embracing the whole person. Anyone can love someone when romance is new, but genuine love develops after years with someone's annoying habits. The simplest relationship advice is often the most powerful. Pay attention. Laura's divorce from Fred wasn't about granola or blowjobs. These were symptoms of deeper disconnection. Marriage isn't hard work if you don't consider attention hard work. Simple gestures matter enormously. Eye contact, physical touch, responsive listening. In our distracted world, we often miss our spouses even while sitting across from them. I question whether disengagement causes unhappiness or unhappiness causes disengagement. Worth determining before ending up in my office. Small kindnesses cost almost nothing. Buying flowers, leaving notes, remembering what matters to your partner. Making each other feel special might be the simplest secret to staying in love. This isn't about complex theories. It's about choosing to truly see your partner daily and nurturing that connection through life's changes.